From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica, August 19th. The morning read 10 stories, balanced sourcing throughout. Let's get into it. First, from The Bulwark, the real danger of Russia's fake elections. Like the United States, Russia is having national elections this fall. From September 18 to 20, voters will cast ballots for but not necessarily choose members of the lower house of the federal legislature, the Duma. So far, the only party worthy of the label opposition, Ebloko, has been struck from the ballot, in a decision affirmed on Monday by the Appellate College of Russia's Supreme Court. Next, second, from Bloomberg Top, Nigeria kicks off election race with president in pole position. Up next, third, from Straits Times, as campaigns begin in Nigeria, Tinubu's re-election bid puts his party on trial. Abuja, August 19, as campaigning for January's elections begins on Wednesday. President Bola Tinubu's pitch for a second term faces a politically fraught question. Are Nigerians better off after more than a decade of rule by his All Progressives Congress? And then, fourth, from BBC News Top, families agonizing search for answers as thousands still missing in Gaza. Ahmed Al-Mathoun looked like a man who, despite the hardship, loved life. A cheeky, chunky little fellow with an exuberant smile. From her partially destroyed home in Gaza City, his mother Majia shows us videos of him on her phone. In one, Ahmed is cuddling a kitten. He sticks out his tongue and squeals with glee. In another, he belly flops into a swimming pool before emerging from the water grinning from ear to ear. Everyone was his friend, Majia tells the BBC. He was loved wherever he went, and he always had a smile on his face. But Ahmed, who has Down syndrome, is missing. Next, fifth, from NBC News, Gop Sen, Dan Sullivan and Democrat Mary Peltola advance to battleground Senate election in Alaska. Democrats view this race as a key part of their strategy to take the Senate majority as the party tries to net 4 seats to take control of the chamber. And the presence of a candidate with the same name as the incumbent could add a new degree of uncertainty in November. Alaska has a unique top 4 primary, with candidates from all parties competing on the same primary ballot and the top 4 finishers advancing to the November general election, which is decided by rank choice voting. Up next, 6, from Bloomberg Top, Unitree IPO. Why investors are betting big on China's humanoid robots. Robots built to move, work, and act like humans. It's a global industry Morgan Stanley estimates could be worth $5 trillion by 2050. It's also one of the frontiers in the China-US race for technological supremacy. And then, seventh, from the Hindu Top, Census 2027 has deeper nefarious purpose. Congress slams questionnaire. Also read Census 2027 questionnaire seeks parents' religion, place of birth up to village level. Congress General Secretary in Charge Communications Jerem Ramish claimed that the micro questions on religion, date of birth, and the place of birth of parents have never been asked before. The Congress on Wednesday alleged that the methodology of asking questions on caste in Census 2027 is deliberately flawed and the census has a deeper nefarious purpose. Mister, that's the day. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.